Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And today we are going to be talking about something that is so fun. When your online offer isn't converting, okay? I get asked this a lot, and I decided to show you how I would run an audit, right? Like, so maybe you have a coaching program, or you have an online course, or like really even with your private practice, right? You can adapt this as well. And you're making offers, you're telling people about it, but nobody's biting, right? Or they're not biting in sufficient quantities. How do you analyze that? How do you decide what to fix? How do you decide if there is anything to fix, right? So how do you run an audit? And so I have these four questions, if you will, or four areas that you need to look at and decide if that's something to tweak or that's something to leave the same. And the truth of the matter is each of these tweaks will make a difference, but done together, it's pure magic, okay? So let's take a look at it. So for this example, let's say that you have a coaching program and you've been making offers, you're posting on Facebook and LinkedIn, and you're posting to your email list and stuff like that. And people are just not biting, right? So what to do? Okay. All right. So let's look at these four areas. The first area is taking a look at your ideal client, who you've defined as your ideal client, right? And so this is a person that you are talking to in your marketing message, is this one person. And so for instance, for me, my ideal client would be a physician entrepreneur who is starting a business or wants to grow it to six, seven, or eight, or multiple seven figures, right? That's kind of my person, okay? Now, your person, whoever that is, you want to ask yourself this. Does the person have the problem that I solve? Okay. Does a person have the problem that I solve? The answer to that needs to be a yes. Is the person aware of the problem and willing to fix it? Right. So some may have a problem, and to them, they have no perception that that's a problem. Okay. And they don't care. They don't want to fix it. They're okay with their problem. But your ideal person needs to be someone who has the problem, is aware they have the problem, and is willing to fix, like is actively looking for a solution, okay? Is actively looking for a solution. And this person can pay, right? And so I have a lot of people who would tell me, well, these are the people I want to serve. I know they can't pay, but they need my service. And I'm like, please be crystal clear. You can run a business or you can run a charity, but you can't mix them up. You have to be clear on what you're doing, right? You have to know, like, if I'm doing a business, it needs to be someone who can pay. If it's a charity, it can be someone who cannot pay, right? But you can't want to serve people in a for-profit setting and it's people who cannot pay, right? And so you might be like, well, what of the people who can't pay? That's why we start charities. That's why we give to charities. That's why we do all of that. Okay. All right. So the person needs to have a problem. The person needs to be aware of the problem and is actively looking for a solution, and they can pay for the solution. Okay. Now, I was talking to one of my friends over the weekend, and she said she had just taken a flight, and she was like, man, I met somebody. She was so good at her marketing. Okay. So she said, we got to an airport, really busy, really long lines, and we were pushing it, right? It was almost time to start boarding our flight. And she said, this lady was talking to somebody else. And, you know, she was like, you're here. The lines are long. You don't want to miss your flight. I can sign you up for clear right now. And you go in this lane where there's nobody and go through security and get to, you know, to get to board your flight on time. Now, my friend had the problem. She was aware that it was a problem and was looking for the solution. And she was willing to pay for the solution. She was that clear person's ideal client. Okay. And if you don't know what Clear is like a fast track kind of thing that is in certain airports. You can pay for that. They'll do your fingerprinting and all of those things. So you don't have to stay in the long lines for general boarding. Okay. So she had the problem. She was aware it was a problem. I was actively looking for a solution and she could pay. So guess what? She tapped the lady who wasn't even talking to her and said, I want Clear. Okay. And she got it and she got to her plane on time. So do you see what I mean? Like, that's your ideal person. So when you violate this, so if the person doesn't have a problem, they're not going to say yes to you. When the person doesn't see that as a problem and is not looking for a solution, then you're trying to preach to the unconverted. It's much harder. But there are people who are actively looking for the solution that you offer, right? That person is your ideal client and that person has to have the capacity to pay. So look at the people you've been talking to. Are you talking to the right people? Are you actually talking to your ideal clients? Right? So think about that's a place to run an audit. And it's not to just say, oh, yes, I am. It's to run an audit. Like, am I talking to the right crowd? Or are they gathered in a different place? Right? Where would I find these people? So that's number one. The second thing is to take a look at your audience. Okay? Take a look at your audience. Who is in my ecosystem? How large is my audience? So for instance, if you are posting a lot and nobody's liking your stuff, and nobody's seeing your stuff, right? The question to ask is, okay, what size is my audience? What size is my email list? Does anybody even know I exist? How many times am I on other people's platforms to grow my audience? So how many times am I being a guest on a podcast where the audience is filled with people who are could be my ideal clients? How many times have I spoken at events where the audience is my ideal audience? How many times have I done a joint IG Live, Facebook Live, like LinkedIn Live on somebody else's platform, and that person's audience is full of my deal? Like, how many times am I projecting into the marketplace so people can find me? That is a question to ask yourself. Because if the answer is not often at all, then your audience isn't growing, right? Because the things you're posting on your social media or the emails you're sending to your email list, that's to the people who are already in your audience. That does nothing to grow your audience, right? You grow your audience by being in front of other people's audiences. That's really the way you grow your audience, okay? All right, so you take a look. What am I doing there? Because your offer may not be converting because the numbers don't work. So for instance, if you have, and I'm using, these are standard numbers. It doesn't mean your stuff will be standard. But if you did a webinar, industry standards are 2.5% of the people who register for the event for the webinar will buy. Okay. And so if you have 10 people sign up for a webinar, then 10% of that is one. And 2.5% of that is 0.25. Right. And so it's already set up in a way that it's not going to convert. Now, could somebody convert? Of course. Right. Like, that's why I said it's just a standard. But you see that the numbers are not working in your favor, right? So there is an aspect of this that is a numbers game. And so you want to build up your numbers, okay? All right, so what am I doing to grow my audience? Am I doing anything, right? Because if I'm not, then that may be why my offer is not converting, okay? All right, the third thing to look at is what you do for nurture, okay? Now, the way, I want you to think, let's go back to dating, right? People don't typically walk up to people they meet for the first time and say, marry me. Okay. Typically, there is some, hey, how are you? Very casual conversation, then deeper conversation, then deeper conversation. And then, you know, questions start getting asked, like, will you marry me? Right. And the online space is the same. Okay. So somebody may have heard you on a different podcast and came to you. Your first, will you marry me may not land because they're like, I don't know you like that, right? And so what are you doing in between offers? What are you doing every day or, you know, on some kind of a cadence to serve them, right? Before the offer. So high value content, like what I'm doing on this podcast, this is high value content, right? It's not as though everybody listens to this podcast as someone who's working with me in any capacity or anything like that, but this is me giving you value. This is me giving you wins. This is me helping you move your business forward, even though we are not working in a paid capacity. Do you see what I mean? And then you can then decide, oh my goodness, this stuff is so good. Like if this podcast is this good, I wonder what it would be like to be in the business school and to be coached, you know, by her every week and to be part of the monthly challenges and to be in the Facebook community with doctors, you know, who have said yes to their business dreams and all of that stuff, right? And so when I make an offer, the know, like, and trust factor is there, right? Because I've been in your ears twice a week. You've gotten so many wins and all of those things. So what are you doing to nurture, right? Is it that the only time you post on social media is to ask for something? Or is your social media stuff so curated that it doesn't even sound like a human said it? It doesn't sound like it came from you, right? Are you building that know, like, and trust factor every day? Right? So you can do that with high value content. You can do that with a podcast. You can do that with a YouTube channel. You can do that with a weekly Facebook Live. There's so many ways you can do it where you're just giving people content. And I talk about this a lot. I call it your HQ, right? It could be your weekly emails. So it's not just structured stuff, but it's you talking to your people. And the more you do this, the more people say yes to you, right? Because they know you. They know you. Okay. So that's another place to look. Am I nurturing them? Am I nurturing them? Am I serving them? Am I giving them wins for free? Am I doing all of those things? Okay. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is a big thing, and it has to do with your offer. Okay. So the next place you're going to audit is your offer. And this is what you're actually asking people to do. Okay. Come work with me. Okay. So we're going to audit the offer, and there are a number of things to look at there. So first of all, what is the frequency? How often are you making offers? Now, if you look at some of the biggest businesses in the world, especially businesses that are service-based, right? Like, so coaches, blah, 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 things like that, they make offers every day. In some way, shape, or form, they make offers every day. When you see a business and they're telling you, oh, we're this coaching business and we hit 50 million and we're on our way to 100 million, they make offers every day. It may be an email, it may be a webinar, it may be a social media post, it may be something in the stories, it may be with their sales team, like whatever. Their offer is being made every day, okay? And so the frequency. And so if you're offering once every few months, then you're setting yourself up to have an offer that is not really converting. Now, there are some people who do not do offers every day. They do more of the launch model. But when they do that launch model, they're having thousands of people in those launches. And so if you have the bandwidth to do that, of course you can do that. But if you don't, then you want to set it up where you have this habit of making offers every day. Okay? So the offer, the frequency. The next thing is the strength of the offer, right? Is it a wimpy offer or is it a direct offer? If I tell you, like, you're a physician entrepreneur, you've been listening to this podcast for more than 3 months, you know that you deserve to be in a place where you're coached every week, where you have the accountability and the community that you need to thrive. And there is a place that exists like that. It is called the Entree MD Business School. It is the only school of its kind, exclusively for physician entrepreneurs who want to build 6, 7, and multiple 7-figure businesses. When you come in there, you'll meet people all the way from startup to $7 million in revenue. All there. There is not a space like it. So go to entremd.com/business, turn in an application. The team will reach out to you. And if we decide that we're a good fit, I would love to welcome you into the EntreMD Business School. Now, that is a direct offer. That is a direct offer. Okay. A wimpy offer is, if you like what you hear, reach out. If you want more information, reach out. Yeah. Right? Okay. I don't want information. More information. It's not direct. You're not telling me what to do. You don't sound confident, right? When it comes to this arrangement, it's the certainty that wins. Are you certain of your offer? And if you are, think about it. I'm a pediatrician, right? And would I tell people, I want you to think about the vaccines? And I tell them, this is what it does. This is why your child needs it. We need to do this now, right? Like, direct, think direct. Go back to your medical training. Go back to the things you've sold your patients on. If you're family medicine, you sold them on taking their high blood pressure medicines, right? If you are an oncologist, you sold them on taking chemo, even though you know the side effects. If you're a pediatrician, you sold them on getting vaccines, even though you know the baby's going to cry. Like, you sold them on stuff. I want you to think about how direct. There was nothing vague. There's nothing wimpy about it, right? I want you to think about that, and I want you to bring it into your business. And if you're unsure, I want you to listen to the episode on how to fall in love with your business so you can tap again into the value of what you do, right? The reason why we sold those things as doctors is because we understand the value, right? Yes, there's pain. Yes, there's challenges with it, but we understand the value. You want to understand the value of what you do so you can offer it confidently. Okay, so you want to go for a strong call to action, not a wimpy one, okay? And the next thing is the resonance, okay? The resonance. If we think that we know what our patients and our clients want, that is pride, okay? It is not us thinking we know what they want. It is us paying attention. They tell us what they want, right? It's like somebody walking up to a restaurant, taking a seat, and you walking up to them as their server and telling them, oh my goodness, you are getting the sweet honey pecan salad today, right? That's not the way that works. You ask them how you can help them. They tell you, okay? Now, when you're thinking about your offer, the want, you may know the need, but the want for your client, your patient, is the custodian of that. You do not know, okay? You do not know. And so you want to lean into listening to your ideal client. Listening, because the more you listen, the more you can create resonance when you speak. This episode, for instance, is called When Your Online Offer Isn't Converting. I didn't make it up. I asked in the EntreMD Business School, I said, hey guys, I'm going to be creating content for the podcast. What would you like me to podcast on? Right? And so I was like, oh my goodness, When Your Online Offer Isn't Converting. And that's the title of this. Now, I want you to think about the person who said that. When they see this title, they're like, oh my goodness, Dr. Owen is the best. She read my mind, right? And here I am serving, and the resonance is so high because that is what she wants. That is what she wants. And if you start listening, you know, listening to your ideal clients on social media, listening to them when you get on the phone and talk with them, listen to them, you know, when they're giving you feedback or what they're saying really resonated with you when you talk with them on calls. If you pay attention to all of that, when you're making your offer, you are speaking their language. The more you speak their language, the more they say yes to you. So your offer needs to have resonance. It can be some rinse and repeat, really cute template off the internet type of thing. That will not work. Your content, your offer needs to interrupt the conversation that your ideal client is having in his or her head right now. Right? And so the more you can lean in and listen, the sharper your offers will be, the more they will trust you, the more they will say yes, the better your business will do. Okay? So four areas: ideal client, audience, nurture, offer. Take a look at these four areas. Run diagnostics on the offers you've been making. Okay? Run diagnostics, and then you can turn it around. Okay? You can turn it around. This right here is a whole masterclass on this. This will change a lot for you, okay? This will change a lot for you. So I want you to do it. The thing about these things, easy to do, easy not to do. I want to invite you to do it, and it will change stuff, right? Where you go from, oh my goodness, my offer is not converting, to, oh my goodness, Dr. Una, how do I hire a team? Because the thing about problems is that solving problems creates new problems, right? So by the time you apply this, your offers are converting so much better. Now you're going to need a team to help you with it. And we'll have an episode for that too. Okay. All right. So what I want you to do is take this. If you have any physician coaches, any physicians who do online courses, any physicians who are speakers, those kind of things, private practice, especially if they are DPC or concierge, I want you to share this with them. They'll thank you for it, because as physicians, we are going to build businesses that are the most innovative, most impactful, and most profitable. That's where we're going with all of this. Okay. And I cannot wait to celebrate you and all the wins you create in your business. I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast.
Hey,
Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.